host, Dave Wood. This is the radio show that puts country music front and center.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Northern Ontario country artist Carol Champagne is my special guest on this edition of In the Country. She's here to talk with me about her current album, her musical influences, songwriting, being inducted into the Northern Opry, and much more. My pleasure now to welcome Carol Champagne to the show. Hey, Carol.
Hi, Dave.
Hey,
how are you?
Great. I'm doing great. How about you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
It is so great to have you on the show. I know from looking online that so many of your fans are excited to have you here to talk about the different things in your career.
Oh, I'm excited too.
let's see, where do we start? Let's go back. You're part of a musical family. Can you talk about how that played a role in you finding music for yourself, Carol?
Well, I was brought up in a musical family, like you say, and my father played guitar, and, you know, I remember, Dave, when I was a kid, you know, growing up, being woken up every weekend, you know, hearing my dad play guitar in the living room, you know. That's when I left home, that's what I, you know, besides my mom's cooking, of course,
right, of course. That's
what I miss the most, you know, is waking up to the sound of my dad's guitar.
Wow.
And
the great thing about
not
only the guitar, but that you shared with me previously, he builds guitars, he makes them. Tell us about this. This is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, my dad is a guitar maker. He builds Champagne guitars, and it's so touching. You know, every guitar he makes, he inscribes my mother's initials, okay?
Oh.
How romantic is that?
That
every
is so romantic.
Guitar that he makes, and they sound just wonderful, and I'm so proud of my father.
That
but,
is amazing.
I still don't have one.
I was going to say, has he made you one, or has he made anybody famous one?
Well, he's made my daughter more than one.
Oh,
I guess
great.
That's, you know, grandchildren are right up there on the list, and, you know, I'll vouch for that.
That is awesome. Now on the current album that you have out, Carol, tell us a bit about working with the songwriter Don Goodman, who was a big part of this project. And he, of course, wrote Angels Among Us for Alabama, Ring on Her Finger, Time on Her Hands for Lee Greenwood recorded it first, and then Reba did a version of it, and Old Red by Blake Shelton. So this is a huge songwriter. How did you hook up with him to write and produce?
Oh, that was such a blessing. You know, they say when things are looking really, you know, dark in your life, that it can only go up, you know. And I'm a cancer survivor, and when I was ill, I sent a demo CD to Nashville, and it fell into the hands of somebody that thought I had potential, and they
mm-hmm.
handed it to Don Goodman, and I ended up doing, I was supposed to do a 3-song demo, and I ended
right.
up doing an entire album with Don Goodman's songs, and it was quite an honor, and, you know, such a treat. I learned so much from working with him. You know, I used to write my songs for, you know, through personal experiences for my family and my friends and things that happened to me, and you know, he thought me to when you write, it has to be on a universal level so that, you know, the
right.
people that are listening, they can relate, you know.
Yeah,
they can
so
find,
true.
They can find themselves in that song, you know. It's nice that it's personal, but it's also, you know, really nice when somebody can relate to what you're singing about.
Yeah, that's the best of both worlds when it's something that you can relate to as the writer and singer, and it means a lot to you. And then on top of that, it connects with the fans, and now this song is going to mean a lot in everybody's lives. And music can do that. Music can change us, can't it? The right song by the right artist can really make a difference in our lives.
Yeah, it's very it's truly amazing. Sometimes you know you're having a bad day and you hear a song on the radio and it can turn your world around. You know.
It's yeah, for sure.
Amazing.
Now tell us about your current album, just a bit about it. We're going to talk about Dolly Parton's contribution to it in just a moment.
All right.
Yeah, tell me a bit about it. Like, tell us the title and a bit about it.
Well, my latest album is called Forever With Me.
Right.
And that, too, was recorded in Nashville. And I was fortunate enough to have Dolly Parton's band as my band that accompanied me on the album, and her backup singer and her producer, Kent Wells. And
amazing.
I know.
Amazing.
Not too bad
for
a French girl.
to head to
awesome.
Nashville. Dolly Parton, I mean, how does Dolly Parton come into the picture? I mean, she's on a song on your album, lending some vocals and also a giggle that's really cute on I Might Be Blonde, But I Ain't Blind. But how on earth did you catch up with Dolly Parton and get her part of this?
You know, like they say, there are angels among us. You know, I truly believe that. And I also believe that, you know, there is, when people pass away, they stay, their soul stay with you, and, you know, they help you get to where you want to be in your life. And to me, my angel like that is my grandmother. And when I went to Nashville, my agent had told me that, you know, that I had the same band as Dolly and everything. And but I never realized, Dave, that every day when I was going in to record, that she was recording before me every day. And she was working on her Backwoods Barbie album.
Oh, yeah.
And one day I was just, you know, sitting in the kitchenette, and she came out of the bathroom, you know. And you know when you see somebody on TV all your life since you were grown up, and all of a sudden they're in your face? You know, I just about died. Like, I just, and especially her,
it's hard to believe.
She's one of my idols, you know, and she's so, like, such a real person. She's so, you know, down to earth. And she seen me, and, you know, she just said, you know, well, howdy, ma'am, you know, and she, and I said, oh, hello. And then she went into the, to record. So, of course, I called Kent Wells and I said, can I go in early today? And he said, yeah, well, I think I know why. And so he allowed me to go in and I got to meet Dolly. And you know, he introduced me. This is Carol Champagne from Ontario, Canada. And she says, oh, yeah, we already met, you know. And all the musicians are all looking at me like, she knows Dolly Parton, like, seriously. And all the time, well, we had just met in the kitchenette.
In the kitchenette. Yeah.
So I told her my story, and she agreed to put her giggles on one of my songs called I Might Be Blonde, But I Ain't Blind, which is, you know, it's
great
a good
title.
Dolly Parton song.
Yeah, very fitting.
It's my Revenge of the Blonde song. You know how many blonde jokes I hear every day and get emails from all my friends.
So this is a good way to get back at all those people and say, you know, blondes, you're not blind.
Exactly. I might be blonde, but I'm not stupid.
Yeah, exactly. You put a positive spin on it. Wow. That's amazing. What a great story, Dolly Parton. Now, we're going to come back and talk about some more of your idols, a couple of them that you had mentioned in one of your album dedications, but also we're going to talk about the Northern Opry induction. But, Carol, before we do that, I'm excited to play this song called I Think I Love Rednecks. which there's a dance to go along with this song. What can you tell us about the song and the dance that is sweeping the country, let's say?
Oh, my goodness. I have a friend in Kansas. His name is Knox Rhine. And whenever he hears a song on my albums that he really likes, he makes a song to it, and then he teaches all over the world, you know, in Japan, everywhere,
wow.
Like I'm telling you. And this year, the Calgary Chinook dancers are going to do the I Love Redneck dance in the Calgary Stampede.
Really? That's incredible.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go down and watch it. And so
oh,
is
yeah,
Knox Rhine,
great.
And it'll be the first time that we get to meet face-to-face. He's also a cancer survivor, so it's going to be a very emotional time for us to meet down there. I'm
yes, for sure. Well, let's share the song now, and as people listen, they'll be able to picture dancing in their minds because the song lends itself to that, and it's a great song to listen to as well. This is Carol Champagne, and I Think I Love Rednecks here on In the Country. Northern Ontario country artist Carol Champagne, and I Think I Love Rednecks from her latest album called Forever With Me. It must be a lot of fun when you perform live, because I know you do that a lot, Carol, and I know I don't even have to ask how much you enjoy that, but tell us a bit about it, getting up there and not only sharing the songs, but sharing your stories.
Oh, I just love people, you know, and everybody that comes out to hear us, I appreciate it so much. And one of the best things, you know, is to share the stage with my dad. My dad is also my rhythm guitar player. And I have my best friend on bass. And, you know, we're all a musical family out there. And we go out, and it's not just about putting on a show, you know. It's having fun and enjoying, you know, each other's company and making memories.
I love that. That's a great way to put it. And what about, besides the songs that are on your albums, Carol, what are some of the cover songs you do that you enjoy doing that people would expect to hear at your shows?
Well, one of my favorite songs that I do is I Believe in You by Amanda Marshall.
And, oh, yes, great song.
That is like one of the best songs ever recorded. And I just love doing that song. It has like so much power, and, you know, I truly hope that, you know, when people listen to that, that, you know, they get the message that, you know, they have to believe in themselves and follow their dreams. You know, it's never too late. And
that is
so
true. It's such a hopeful song. It really, I remember when it was out on the radio and played so much, several years back, loved it. Just always made me feel good.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, Amanda Marshall is one of these names that you mentioned on your One Woman CD, along with Anne Murray and Eva Cassidy, saying their music influenced your soul. So obviously, those vocalists, and the great vocalists they are, had a big impact on you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's also Carole Baker, that and Jamie Fricke. I seen you interviewed her.
I
love her. You know,
and
going back to Carole Baker, I was her opening act last summer, and, you know, it was such a thrill to be able to open up for these idols that I've been, you know, to me, I learned how to sing from listening to them, and, you know, to be able to share the stage with somebody like that is a big honor for me.
For sure. It's so great when you can meet these people who influenced you, like Dolly and Carole Baker, that you listen to, and to actually have a chance to get to know them a bit in, you know, with Carole and Dolly. That's got to be a great feeling.
And I've met so many other awesome people too, you know. You know, on my first trip to Nashville, my agent brought me backstage to the Grand Ole Opry, and it ended up being the 100th anniversary of Musicians Union, and everybody, you know, was there, and I got to meet like all the people that, you know, George Jones and Willie Nelson and the Jordanaires, you know, Elvis's backup singers, Raul Malo from the Mavericks, and I got to sit with them and watch hockey and eat donuts, and, you know, it was so awesome. And I went in Porter Wagner's dressing room, and I met Eddie Arnold and his wife, and it was so nice, you know. And when you meet these stars, they have such a nice quality about them, and you know when you meet them, you know, why they are where they are. You know, they remain true to themselves.
Yeah, they're true to themselves, and they've got that great talent, and as you just said, they're nice people too, which is great.
Incredible.
And that's what keeps them there.
Yes, they treat you like you're at their level. You know, that's what I found was, you know, one of the person that was so gracious to me is Willie Nelson. And I was so surprised, you know, by the way he treated me and, you know, took time to ask, how are you? You know, and it was a night that I'll never forget. You know, to go from a hospital bed, you know, and you're fighting for your life, and, you know, 2 months later you're living your dreams in Nashville. You know, there's somebody up there that's watching over you. It's pretty
incredible. Indeed, that is really incredible, Carole. Let's share another song now, and then we're going to come back and talk about the Northern Opry induction, and I want to ask you about dream duet partners that you might have at the top of your list. The song is Who Believes in Love Anymore, and tell us a bit about the song, Carole. It's a very romantic song, but I guess kind of a sad song, too.
Yeah, it's a really sad song about, you know, when you're growing up and you have a way in your mind of how it's going to be, you know, when you get married. And sometimes, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't turn out that way. People change, and, you know, it's sometimes it's disappointing, and you know, it's things that in life that you have to go through.
Yep, for sure. For sure. Well, that sets up the song, and let's listen to it, your beautiful voice on the song, and then we'll come back and talk
about...
Yeah, Carol, some more stuff. Looking forward to it. This is Carol Champagne, Who Believes in Love Anymore, on In the Country.
The bus is running a little late. It's hard for me to make it by 8. I'll have to hear my boss's speech again. My life ain't how I pictured it. Now dreaming as a kid that my knight in shining armor would go riding in. My knight in shining armor has begun to tarnish, and the promises better or worse, did he know the sacrifice I'd live? A man whose hands are cold as ice is not how I pictured life. So God feed me through this valley, 'cause I've got so high to climb. My knight in shining armor has begun to tarnish, and the promises you made have turned to lies. As the years go rushing by, I see myself alone, and I wonder, what's it all for? And who believes in love anymore? And the promises he made are turned to lies. As the years go rushing by, I see myself alone, and I wonder, what's it all for? Tell me who believes.
And a beautiful song and great singing from Carol Champagne. That is Who Believes in Love Anymore. And you can head to her website, carolchampagne.com, to learn more about her and find out all about the album she has out, including that one. So, Carol, again, a lovely song. And when you sing it, you
thank
must
you
feel
so
that emotion that goes with it. Yeah.
I was trying not to cry.
Oh.
I was listening to it and trying not to cry. I said, oh, my goodness, if he comes back and I'm crying.
It's one of those songs that does it, doesn't it? And
yeah.
Because when we listen to it, I think we can all relate whether we're in that position now or not, but you can sort of put yourself there.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song, and again, that's what country music does so well. It touches us like that. But let's talk about this great night when you were inducted into the Northern Opry. There was a bus ride that involved people from your hometown and then a limo ride. I mean, quite a night. Can you take us through that experience?
We left from Timmins, Ontario, and
mm-hmm.
early in the morning. And when I got there, the bus was full to capacity, and there were so many familiar faces from back home, you know, you create a following, and you know, people follow you everywhere, and it's so touching, you know, that people take, you know, time off from their family to come share an experience like that with you. And you know, to me, it was so wonderful, and so I was so honored to be inducted. But the support of family and friends and fans, you know, it meant just as much to me. And on the way down, you know, like of course I had my father there and my mom and
right.
you know, my best friend John, and
yep.
there were so many musicians, and everybody, you know, took their turns singing, and they were passing the guitar, you know, from bench to bench, and there was a little amplifier, and it was so nice, you know, it was so touching,
oh, wow.
and it went so fast, you know. First thing we knew, we were in Sault Ste. Marie. I just couldn't believe it, and
yeah.
it was awesome. And on the Friday night, there was a pre-induction party, and I got to sing. And on the Saturday, there was my induction into the Northern Opry, and it was at the a big theater, and it was so nice, you know, to see all the talent. There was other inductees there, you know, but I was the only female. With,
oh, really?
I think, yeah, with like eight guys. I was like in heaven.
Oh, that's
was,
great.
Yeah, it
that's
was
something
awesome.
Dolly Parton would have said, too.
I know.
It sounds like a great night. Now, with the
yeah.
Northern Opry, is this a place that you can go and play? Like, do you are you required? Not required, but are you sort of invited back as a member?
I hope so. I really hope that, you know, next year they ask me to go as a guest.
Oh, yeah, that'd
because
be great.
This year there was previous inductee that, you know, came to sing there.
Right.
So, you know, I'm hoping there's already a lot of people that were on the bus that are already asking, you know, are you going to go next time? And we got to go to the casino, and, you know, it was a really nice family weekend. I got to ride in a limousine with my parents. And
country girl going big time.
Yeah, it was so nice, you know. It's so touching. I'm just a simple girl, and to be treated like that, for me, it was a dream come true, you know.
It sounds great. I'm talking with Carol Champagne, and we were just touching on her induction into the Northern Opry. Now, you mentioned your daughter before, and your dad had made a couple of guitars for her. Is she going to follow in your footsteps? Is she a singer?
She's a singer, and she's a multi-instrumentalist. She's very talented. She plays all kinds of instruments. And but she works at Parliament Hill in Ottawa. She's Stéphane Dion's administrative assistant. So,
that's neat.
She's a powerful girl.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Yeah,
it.
She's into politics and.
Great.
Yeah, and a basement musician.
So music.
She likes to play. You know, on her own, and she's not really at the stage as, you know, she just, I don't think she wants to be an entertainer or anything like that, but me, I think she's awesome. She's so wonderful. I look
up
to
probably
her a lot.
That's wonderful. Probably the music is something she can just do on the side, maybe just as something that brings her joy and maybe people around her that she shares it with.
Exactly, yes.
That's
yes.
a good, yeah. That's a good way of doing it, at least having it in your life part of it. Dream duet partners, Carol. So Dolly Parton, of course, there's a dream come true, and she was part of your song, I Might Be Blonde, But I Ain't Blind. Who would you say you'd like to record, whether it's a legend or it's somebody new or from another genre? Can you throw out a couple of names of people you'd like to go into the studio with and record a song?
Vince Gill.
That didn't take
like
too long.
I'd like to do a duet with Vince Gill. Yeah.
Yeah.
If Amy what? Says yes, that would be a dream come true for me. I also really like Raul Malo from the Mavericks.
Yeah.
I think our voices would go really well together.
And you've got a great style.
Yes. And I love George Jones. He recorded a duet with his with his daughter Georgette, and it's really beautiful. I don't know if you heard it, but it's awesome.
I have actually. You and Me in Time, I believe it's called. It's about the two of them,
right,
and kind of their differences in life. Yeah, beautiful song.
Yes. Yeah, it's.
I love
beautiful.
George.
Me too. And his wife is really nice too. She's an awesome lady. You know, they
I believe her name is Nancy.
Every man is a great woman.
That's true. That is true. Imagine that you got to meet George Jones's wife. I mean, you met everybody when you were in Nashville, didn't you?
I did. It was
what a dream.
It was a dream come true. Yeah.
Wow. Now, did you make it to the? I'm thinking not, but to the Opry stage at all, or is that a place you'd like to one day at least stand on it?
Oh, I've stood on it. I've stood
great.
On it on the night of the award ceremony. I was like right on stage, right beside the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. I was standing right there where the curtain is.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
What awards were those?
The 100 Musicians Union Awards. And it was televised.
Mention that.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that something? Because, I mean, for any country music artist and even fan, I mean, the Grand Ole Opry is the place to go to and just experience all that magic that is in that building.
There's so much history there, you know.
You
look at the floorboards, you know, and you get shivers. It's just, you know, to know that Patsy Cline, you know, sang there, and Elvis, and all those Hank Williams and all those legends. You know, it's incredible, the feeling that you get just being in that building. It's magical.
Yeah. Now, I just share some thoughts on your songwriting, Carol, with us. You do a lot of songwriting, and maybe take us back. When did you first start writing songs? When did this become a part of your life?
The first song I wrote, I was about 19 years old, and it started off as a poem.
Right.
And it was a song called Knowing That It Wouldn't Last.
Uh-huh.
It was it has kind of a Patsy Cline, you know, melody to it with a clear sounding piano, you know. It's that was the first song I wrote, and it went from there, you know. I recorded a demo, and I wrote songs for, you know, a song for my mom and a song for my dad, you know, about it's called Daddy's Guitar Tunes, you know, what I was saying earlier that I miss my dad. You know, I wrote a song about that, you know, that my dad would work at the mill, and he would dream about, you know, doing music for a living. And so many musicians, that's their dream. You know, they have a full-time job to support their family, but their real passion is music. And, you know, in the song I say, you know, that I could see the passion in his eyes, but, you know, unfortunately he had to pay the bills, and it says that, you know, maybe someday I'll make the Opry stage, but I'll still dream of waking up to the sounds of my dad's guitar.
Oh, that's beautiful. That must have obviously touched him when he heard that.
I made a little YouTube video, you know, because I have an album in French. And the song in French is called Mon Père. And I made a little slideshow video. And it shows, you know, me on my dad's lap, you know, when I was maybe less than a year. And he's playing guitar for me. And you can see him growing, and you can see me growing, you know. And every time he comes here, you know, he checks, what number am I? What number am I at? He says, how many plays do I have?
Oh, wow.
He just loves that video. It's over 2,000 something right now, so he's doing good.
he's a YouTube sensation. our listeners will have to go to YouTube and be sure to check that in so they can punch in your name, Carol Champagne, and Mon Père?
Yes.
Perfect, because that's definitely something to check out. As we get set to wrap up here, Carol, what are you looking forward to in 2012? Are there any musical goals you have this year? More songwriting, any more recording, performing?
I'd like to write a song with Dave Woods.
Well, I think that could be arranged.
Yeah, that'd be so awesome.
Wow, what a nice surprise.
I've listened to some of your songs, and they're pretty amazing, you know.
Oh, thank you.
I just think we'd be really good songwriter partners. And for 2012, I'd like to, spend a lot of time with my family and my grandson.
Yep.
And do a little bit of touring. I'd like to go back to Nashville, you know, and do some more writing there and recording. And, you know, I want to release I Think I Love Rednecks to radio.
Excellent idea.
And,
yeah.
Hopefully do the video for that as well. And that's about it. You know, do some traveling. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite a year. Some great great goals there. And you'll continue along with the great music that you're putting out there. Our listeners can check out Forever With Me, your new album. Now, that's on iTunes and
yes.
also through your website, carolchampagne.com. People can order from either.
Yes.
Awesome. And you do a version of Angels Among Us. Now, refresh my memory. I think that's on an album before this one.
Yes, it's called, the album is called One Woman.
Right.
And
you
God
do that
Goodman.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, Angels Among Us, which is such a beautiful song, and your version is right up there. And just a touching song. I mean, whenever Alabama sings it, and I've heard it, it's just moving each time.
Oh, that's one of my favorite songs, you know. When one of my uncles passed away, he wanted this song of me singing Angels Among Us to be played over and over again until he crossed to the other side. And that's what they did. You know, that was so touching when I heard my aunt tell me this. You know, he lived in British Columbia. And, it's amazing the way a song can touch a person.
It is so true. It is so true what it can do. I mean, there's evidence right there, and music can heal us, comfort us, make us take changes in our lives. I mean, it can do everything. Before we wrap up here and wrap up the show, Carol, I wanted to give you a chance to say hello to your fans who I know are listening and eagerly have waited for this interview. Do you have a message for them, all your loyal fans? Because your fans really are loyal to you and enjoy your music.
I wanted to say thank you very much, and merci beaucoup. I appreciate so much what everybody does for me. And, you know, without them, I wouldn't be, you know, doing what I love. And, you know, that's basically, you know, is that I love you all very much. And, you know, I can't wait to see you all next summer. And that's it.
That is great. That is awesome. Well, Carol, it's been such a pleasure finally sharing this time with you and playing songs from your album. This has been wonderful. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Dave. God bless you.
Awesome. And right back at you. My pleasure. My guest once again has been Northern Ontario country artist Carol Champagne. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.